Guess who just spoke a second ago? Let's pick it up. DeAndre Hopkins, the newest member of the Chiefs. We now know he's wearing number 8. This is his first time talking to the media. Here's what he said about being in Kansas City.
Welcome to Kansas City. You know, last time you played the Chiefs was in the AFC Championship game in 2019. I know your best game was in 2017 with 3 touchdowns. What's it like now playing with those quarterbacks to now you're going to be playing with Patrick Mahomes?
Always been a fan of Pat. Stayed in touch with him throughout his career. So, excited to go get started.
While you were in Tennessee, teammates with LeJarius Sneed, before you came here, what did he tell you? Did you all have conversations about what it's going to be for you here in Kansas City?
No, we didn't have many conversations. We was focused on where we were.
Andre, how do you just see your fit in the offense? I assume you played against these guys and you watched these guys enough to know the way they like to play and you know yourself really well. How do you see that marrying?
Wherever I'm needed. That's on coaches to put me where I need to be, but wherever I'm needed.
DeAndre, what would you say about Patrick's game and how you watched that over the years and what you do think of his capacity as a quarterback?
One of the best to do it. I was looking forward to going out there playing with him. Obviously, been a fan of his, so can't wait.
Said that you guys talked a couple years ago about what it would be like if you could come here and play.
Who you say it first?
Chris Jones.
Okay.
He said in Miami, you guys talked a couple years ago, kind of like, how awesome would that be? I was, going to ask you if you thought about what it would be like to play with Patrick, and Andy Reid, and just kind of, what you thought about that.
Yeah, obviously throughout my career, been a big fan of what Andy has done, going against those guys in Houston. They gave us some tough battles, so I always, just admired him from afar. Chris Jones is one of my buddies off the field, so him and I, of course, talked about, the potential, if I ever got the chance being a free agent or getting traded.
DeAndre, you've been traded before.
Mm-hmm.
Can you walk us through just your initial reaction when you found out that the trade is going to happen, you are going to be a Chief, considering your move from Houston to Arizona?
Obviously, the trade before was a little different. Different circumstances. I got to thank Rand and his staff for, trading me to a contender, first of all, because those guys, could have traded me anywhere. But, I got to tilt my hat off for those guys before anything and thank them a lot for that. Coming here, when I got the news, obviously I was excited, but, ready to get to work.
Hey, Andre, what do you find out about this place the moment you step into the building? It's just a winning culture here. And does it feel like that the moment you step in?
Oh, yeah. I think everything everybody does here, not just in this facility, but outside the facility, is detailed. That's how you win championships.
Andre, what's the process of studying and trying? I mean, Andy mentioned potentially playing on Sunday. What's the process of studying and trying to get up to speed in a hurry?
I've been in the NFL for 12 years, so, I know football, so hopefully I can go out there and make some plays and wherever I'm fitted, wherever I'm needed.
DeAndre, what you've done in your career, what does it mean to you to come into a building that knows how to win championships and the approach that it takes?
It means a lot. It takes your game to a different level. It takes your focus, your drive, knowing that you're playing for something. It takes your game to a different level. Having played meaningful football in a couple years, since we probably started 8-0 in Arizona. It takes the game to a different level.
DeAndre, you saw number 8 in there. Is that going to be your number? And so what's the significance?
Kobe Bryant, one of my favorite athletes of all time. So I knew if I ever got the chance to wear number 8, just like when I picked number 10, Messi was my favorite. Soccer player, underdog, felt like me at the time coming out of college. And, Kobe, it's number 8, it's a special number.
DeAndre, you've been, one of the best receivers since you walked into the league. What does your skill set add to this Chiefs offense, in your opinion?
I can do a lot of things. Obviously, you guys seen. But just trying to make plays. I'm not trying to give a PSA of what I can do or what I can't do. I play football, so it's going out there and making plays, man.
We mentioned that you've worked with a number of quarterbacks. In your experience, how long does it take to truly get on page with the new quarterback that's thrown to you?
Obviously, Pat has done this before with different receivers coming in. I've played with many quarterbacks, so I think we'll be all right.
Andrew, you mentioned a couple of times just as far as the importance of the team winning here and that being able to be in that situation. How important is it to you, or was it for you, that you were going to make a move? That it's to a contender and And what's the importance of you if you got to play in the Super Bowl?
Very important. I think I've done a lot, all the accolades that I can accomplish as far as personal. So I think, you know, just playing meaningful football in January is, you know, what's left on the list.
Okay. Thanks, DeAndre.